Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. God, through the prophet Joel, has warned his people. He's called upon the prophet to blow the trumpet of alarm. Sound the alarm in Zion. Blow the trumpet. Warn the people that they have had days of judgment. They're going to get more days of judgment. And the great day of the Lord will come. Tremendous warnings of judgment, of course, for the sin, the rebellion of the people. They had forsaken the covenant. They had broken the law. And God was going to visit them, and had begun to visit them, in terrible judgments. So, what is this passage? Verse 12. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Yes, there is a day of judgment. Yes, there is the warning. Yes, there is the alarm. Yes, there is the trumpet sound calling the people to awaken and to be ready for this judgment. But in the midst of wrath, God remembers mercy. Even now, declares the Lord, even at this time, even at this very moment, when the judgments are impending, when they're already being visited upon you, even now, declares the Lord, tremendous asseveration, a declaration, an assertion here, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. You can hear God appealing to this people. All day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient people. God is not willing that they should perish, but that they should come to repentance. That's what he's calling them to, is repentance. Now, this is the day of the old covenant. And therefore we expect, and we see here, fasting, weeping, mourning, the rending of garments, external things. It was an external covenant. We know the New Testament makes this very plain. But even in the days of the old covenant, do you see here, return to me with your heart. Your heart, your inmost being, your entire soul and spirit. Come to me with your heart, with all your heart. Rend your heart, verse 13, and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. In the days of the old covenant, come back to the covenant. Get under the law again. Keep the law. That's the call to Judah. What is the equivalent in the gospel? Well, it's quite clear, isn't it? Come to Christ. Come to the cross. Come to the place of mercy, the mercy seat, where God will meet with sinners. I am the way to the Father, John 14, verse 6. Christ alone, that's the meaning of it. There is no other name. He is the only name given among men under heaven, given to us for salvation, Acts 4, verse 12. We have to repent, you see. We have to return, but not outwardly only. Heart repentance, desire for God, turning back to God. Notice, it's God himself. Return to me. Return to the Lord your God. Not to creeds or church or confession. I'm not saying a word against that at the moment. That's not my point. But you can go to church. You can get the creed right. You can come back to the right confession, whatever that is, you might think. But that's not the call. It's not to religion we're called here. It's to God. And in the New Covenant, it is God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 2 Corinthians 6. God beseeches us. He begs us. He pleads with us in the name of Christ through his servants. He pleads with us in the gospel. Return to me. Come to me. I will save you. I will have mercy upon you with all your heart. Now, repentance means a 180-degree turn. Stop going away from me, says God, and come back to me. Stop turning away to the world and to idols, and come back to me. Now, the call of today is to the individual believer, the backslider. It's to me, it's to you, brother, sister. If we've gone away from God, if we turned away from him, then let us turn back to the Lord our God, even now. It's not too late. It's word for churches, Revelation 2 and 3. God in Christ calls upon the churches in Revelation 2 and 3 to turn back to him. Otherwise, their candlestick will be taken away, they'll be removed. And historically, we know that they all were removed. Remember, Hebrews 10, verses 30 to 31, as we've seen in previous discourses, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I see a vice here, a fearful thing, the judgments of God. But I also see another side to this vice, the mercy and the love and the willingness of God to receive those who return to him. So it's the individual believer, the backslider. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Then come back to him, my brother. Come back to him, my sister. Now, even now, says the Lord, declares the Lord, come. And with all your heart and turn to me, take with you words and say you have sinned and you have fallen and failed and wandered off. Now, come back to me and I will receive you. It's true for the churches and how the churches need to repent today and reform and get back from the world, back to God, back from copying men and letting men be the guru and taking God in his word and obedience to him being the priority. And of course, it's true for the individual unbeliever. The gospel call comes out to you, my friend. Even now, now is the time of salvation. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, and that is now. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. Now is the day of salvation. This is the time. God commands all men everywhere, even at this moment, now, to repent. Acts 17, 30. So, will you heed it? Will I heed it? Will you hear the love in this text? Will you hear the offer of mercy in this text? Will you see the willingness of God here? Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning there in the Old Covenant. Rend your heart, though, there, even in the days of the Old Covenant. Let it be a heart repentance, a heart return, made willing to repent. And not your garments, rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. I'll take that theme up in the next discourse. The motives, the encouragements for this repentance, the mercy and the grace of God. But this discourse is, rend your heart, and now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of repentance. Come, my friend, let us to the Lord our God with contrite hearts return. Our God is gracious. He will have mercy. The hand which is strong to smite is also strong to save. So come. If you've never come before, come now, my friend, to Jesus Christ and be saved. And if you have come, but you've wandered away, then return to the Lord your God with all your heart. Even now, that is the call of Joel 2, verses 12 to 13. Oh, heed it, I pray. Heed it, I urge you. Do not let it just drift over you. Do not pass it by. Do not let it pass you by. But hear the word of the Lord. Return now to God in Christ and be saved. Amen.